an exciting time across the Farm Belt, Julie, and thanks for taking time to reach out to us. I wanted to give you and your listeners an update generally on dicamba and our Xtendimax with Vapor Grip product as we get closer to the spray season. And we're right on the doorstep of that across the United States, and we're seeing a remarkable demand for Xtend technology. We expect growers to plant over 50 million acres total of dicamba-tolerant soybeans and cotton. That'll be a double of acreage of soybeans from last year across 34 states. What we've seen, Julie, is a 97% customer satisfaction with Xtendimax weed control last year in some of the cleanest fields that growers have seen in years. And we're also seeing yields across the Farm Belt. And I think there are 12 states that are showing record yields on, excuse me, on average. The yields are 5.7 bushels per acre higher than Liberty Link, and that's with the Xtend beans. So it's an exciting time, lots of activity. And as you mentioned, Arkansas, the six growers in Arkansas, they have been granted permission by the court in Arkansas to spray dicamba low volatility formulations over Roundup Ready Xtend beans. And we've made the decision to support these growers. We're working with their retailers, and we're going to provide them with access to our product, our Xtendimax with Vapor Grip, if they choose to spray, and if they choose to use our product, we will be there to work with them to make sure they have access to this new technology. So that's what's happening right now, Julie.
You mentioned training. I know Monsanto, BASF, and DuPont have been involved in grower training, which was mandated by the EPA and restrictions in several other states for the use to address some of the drift concerns. What have you found by being out there amongst the farmers in terms of what they knew and what they now know?
Yeah, what's really exciting is, you know, now that we've trained over 30,000 growers in hundreds of sessions, training is the key to making proper applications. We know from last year's experience that over 91% of the off-target movements from our customers was a function of not following the label. And I don't mean that as a criticism, because this comes from growers and applicators who self-reported. So training is absolutely key. We've done online training. We do in-person training. It's actually available at RoundupReadyXtend.com. And we're working with all 33 states to make sure that training takes place in their states. This, in addition to giving away over 1.1 million nozzles, we also created the Roundup Ready Xtend spray app that any of your listeners can go to on the App Store. They can download it for free. And we've had actually over 9,500 downloads of the spray app. And what that app does is it provides weather forecast information so growers will know on their farm, on their specific field, what the forecast is for weather conditions, so they'll know whether the environment will be appropriate for them to make an on-label application. It's really exciting, Julie, to bring that aspect of new technology with that app and put it right in the hands of growers. We see that actually now BASF has followed suit, and they're doing a similar app. I think they found what we have done to be quite impressive, and they're helping their customers with a similar app as well.
All right. I didn't have any further questions unless you had anything you'd like to add.
It's an exciting time, Julie. We're looking forward to getting out in the field with our grower customers and making sure they have a great experience this year. You know, record yields and clean fields are exciting to see, and I can't wait to be walking fields this year with our customers. So, Julie, thank you very much for your time.